tend to be very similar, and sadly, these similar experiences tend not to be very good ones. My own initial experiences of language learning were also uncannily similar to those described above. In fact, when I ask my students these questions, my own hand is the first to go up, and it stays up until we've gone through all of them. However, these less than positive experiences have had an upside, both for myself and for those individuals I've taught, because they, along with a number of other factors, have helped inform and shape the method that will be used during this course. Using this method, you will learn how to communicate in German and how to formulate your own ideas and thoughts using German. As you learn with it, you'll quickly discover that I don't use complicated grammatical explanations at all, and I won't ask you to memorize long lists of vocabulary. The way the course is structured will by itself ensure that you remember what you're taught. Instead, through your interaction with the recording, I will lead you through the German language, enabling you to build up complex sentences by yourself, step by step, so that you are actually speaking independently in German by the end of the course. And this is regardless of how little or how much you know when you begin. You will also discover that the language I teach is designed to be adaptable, so that you'll be able to use it just as easily for holidaying in Germany and Austria as for living or working there. It will be just as easy to use it to order a coffee as to hold a conversation with the waiter who brings it to you. And again, all of this regardless of how little or how much you know when you begin. At the time of writing, this method has already proved extremely successful with a very great many students, including hundreds of so-called no-hopers. Interestingly, not one of these students failed to learn using this method. It is these many success cases, letters of thank you, and even the occasional hug, that have made teaching languages so very worthwhile for me, and it is this which has persuaded me to publish my courses here for the first time. I anticipate and hope that they will be as effective for you as they have been for so many of my other students. Before we begin, I do need to establish three parameters or three main ground rules for you to follow when you use this course. The first is that I want you to take your time to think out your response, to work out the answer you want to give. You don't need to rush with this course at all. There are natural length pauses that have been inserted into the course to give you a chance to respond, but if you find these are not long enough, feel free to pause the course. What you need most is to have time to think about what it is you want to say, so don't feel rushed. Go at your own pace, at a pace that's comfortable for you. The second, and perhaps the most important ground rule, is that I don't want you to make an effort to remember what I teach you. In fact, strange as it might sound, I'm actually quite happy for you to forget. The reason for this is that if you sit trying to memorize something, it is very, very rarely effective. Most of the time when people have tried to learn long lists of vocabulary, they've learnt them for a little while, but a week later, 2 weeks later, they've forgotten what those words mean. It just isn't effective and it isn't helpful. During this course, I will introduce words and ideas, with the idea being that you actually won't remember all of them the first time. You'll forget some of them. But that doesn't matter at all, because I will bring them up again, repeatedly, and reintroduce them, so that by the end of the course, you'll remember those words and those ideas by themselves and without any effort on your part. So, don't try and write things down. Don't try and take notes and remember what it is I've just said. Simply go with the flow of the course. What you remember, and what you forget. Because I can guarantee you, by the end of the course, if you do that, you will actually remember almost everything. So, don't worry about it. Just let it go. And let me be the one responsible for you remembering. The third ground rule is that I don't want you to worry about making mistakes. When learning a new language, you will inevitably